WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Hawkeyes finally got the big road win that eluded them during the regular season. Roy Devon Marble scored 24 points last night as the Hawkeyes took command of the second half in a 75-64 victory at Virginia in the quarterfinal round of the NIT. That victory snapped the Cavaliers' 19-game home court winning streak.
Obviously, we needed to have a signature road win. We've come so close so many different times. Purdue, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota. We did get a close one at Penn State. Had a close one at Ohio State. So to be able to go on the road and beat a team with that kind of winning streak, who's already put up 23 wins, undefeated at home in the ACC, and score 75 is a great statement.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says it was a much-needed win for his team. The Hawkeyes connected on 49% from the field. They made 8 of 17 from three-point range, and they were a perfect 15 of 15 at the free-throw line.
I wanted our team to make a statement as to what our capabilities are on the road and for it to be an example of how we have grown as a team. This team has continued to work, continued to believe in each other, and continued to get better. And I think you saw that tonight.
The Hawkeyes advance now to the next round, Tuesday night, semifinal against Maryland in the NIT.
It'll be a phenomenal experience for these kids, an opportunity to win a championship in the greatest arena in all of sports. Great venue. Some of our players have never been to New York. They're excited about that. You know, we play Tuesday, Thursday. So we'll get down there. We'll have an opportunity to practice and get ready to play, obviously, a terrific Maryland team who's coming into our league. So that's where our focus will be, focus on Maryland, continue to do what we do, prepare how we prepare, and go down there to win a championship.
Iowa got a big lift from freshman center Adam Woodbury, who finished with 10 points and 8 rebounds.
It's been a learning experience this whole year, and it was great to see some of the hard work I've been putting in with the coaches and everybody to finally pay off a little bit and to show these Hawkeye fans what I'm capable of doing.
Woodbury says he's tried to be a consistent rebounder this season.
So that's something I'm trying to pride myself on. I know I don't always have big scoring nights on this team, but I know I can rebound every night out and just play good defense. And I think I did that tonight, and hopefully it helped the team a little bit more than usual.
Iowa's 24-12 heading into the NIT semifinals next week. Well, BYU and Baylor join Iowa and Maryland in the NIT semis in New York. BYU cruised into the semifinals with a 79-62 win over Southern Mississippi last night. Tyler Hawes led the way with 25 points. Pierre Jackson had 20 points and 13 assists in his final home game for Baylor as the Bears beat Providence to advance 79-68. In the CBI tournament semifinals last night, it was Santa Clara beating Wright State 81-69. They'll face George Mason in the championship game. George Mason, a 62-52 winner over Western Michigan. Also in the CIT quarterfinals last night, Weber State will face Northern Iowa in the semifinal round as they beat Oral Roberts 83-74 last night. Well, Shaka Smart and Virginia Commonwealth have agreed in principle to a deal to keep the coach in charge of the men's basketball program. The extension adds to a contract that already is scheduled to run through the 2020 season. Since guiding VCU to the Final Four in 2011, Smart's name has been among the first mentioned whenever a high-profile job comes open. Memphis men's basketball coach Josh Pastner has agreed to terms on a contract extension after he led the Tigers to a 31-5 mark this season. Pastner owns a 106-34 record and has led Memphis to 3 NCAA tournaments in 4 seasons. Northwestern has hired longtime Duke assistant Chris Collins to be its new head basketball coach. The Wildcats have never made it to the NCAA tournament. Collins is set to officially accept that job as soon as Duke is eliminated from the NCAA tournament. Well, there'll be no second act for the South Carolina Carrier Classic basketball games on the USS Yorktown in Charleston Harbor. The executive director of the Patriots Point Naval and Maritime Museum said Wednesday there will be no attempt to stage a basketball game on the flight deck of the aircraft carrier this November. A doubleheader was scheduled last November, but after the women's game last year between Notre Dame and Ohio State, moisture on the playing surface prompted the cancellation of the men's game between Ohio State and Marquette. Museum director Mac Burdett says if a major television network offers to pick up most of the tab, well, he's willing to try again, but Burdett says the risks of trying to stage the doubleheader exceeded the potential reward for the museum. A Connecticut women's basketball coach, Gino Auriemma, has signed a new $10.86 million contract. That's a deal designed to keep him at the school through the 2017-18 season. The 59-year-old Hall of Famer has guided the Huskies to 7 national titles and 13 Final Fours in his 28-year career at the school. In the NBA last night, it ended, and in a most improbable way, Miami's quest to break the NBA record for consecutive wins was ended by a Chicago Bulls team that was without 4 of their key players. The final, 101-97, ended the Heat's winning streak at 27. That's 6 short of the mark set by the 1971-72 Lakers. Luol Deng paced the undermanned Bulls with 28 points in 44 minutes, and Carlos Boozer chipped in with 21 points and 17 rebounds in a bruising game that had playoff intensity and an awful lot of elbows. LeBron James did his best to keep the streak going with 32 points. He even picked up a flagrant foul in the physical final few minutes. Chicago was without star guard Derrick Rose, who's been out all season, as well as Joakim Noah, Marco Bellinelli, and Richard Hamilton. That was Miami's first loss since Super Bowl Sunday, February 1st. Elsewhere last night, it was Atlanta over Toronto 107-88, Boston beat Cleveland 93-92, Philadelphia downing Milwaukee 100-92, Charlotte beat Orlando 114-108, New York beat Memphis 108-101, Indiana topped Houston 100-91. Both L.A. teams were winners. The Lakers beat Minnesota 120-117, while the Clippers down New Orleans 105-91. Oklahoma City defeated Washington 103-80. San Antonio beat Denver 100-99. Utah over Phoenix 103-88. Brooklyn beat Portland 111-93. And Sacramento topping Golden State 105-98. In the National Hockey League last night, Montreal beat Boston in a shootout, a wild one, 6-5. It was Minnesota in overtime over Phoenix, 4-3. Calgary edging Colorado, 4-3. And San Jose outskates Anaheim by a 4-0 final. Well, spring football begins at the University of Iowa, where the Hawkeyes are hoping to rebound from last year's 4-8 record.
I mean, everybody was disappointed last year. I think everybody was disappointed and probably at times frustrated. And I would emphasize nobody more so than the players. You know, they're the ones who work harder than anybody, and coaches as well. So, you know, our goal is never to be 4-8 here, although it probably would have looked good in 99, but yeah, it's never been our goal, and none of us are happy, and all of us take ownership, and there's not much else we can say. But one thing I told the guys, you know, we got going there in November after the last ball game. It's, you know, you flip the calendar, it's a new year, it's a new opportunity, and that's how we're looking at it.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz there. The most publicized position battle will be at quarterback, where the Hawkeyes have to replace James Vandenberg, but Ferentz says that won't be the only position battle.
Every position's open right now. You would think some of the veteran guys, hopefully they've improved and they should be able to hold their ground and earn their positions back, but basically all spots are open right now, and you've got a lot of different levels of competition going on.
Iowa closes out their spring drills with a scrimmage on April 27th. In NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons have reached agreement with free agent defensive end O.C. Umanyura on a 2-year contract. The 31-year-old had only 6 sacks for the Giants in 2012. Umanyura had a career-high 14.5 sacks in 2005, but the 2-time Pro Bowl selection has reached double figures in only one of the last 4 years. He had 11.5 sacks in 2010. The Oakland Raiders have released defensive tackle Tommy Kelly, cutting ties with the longest tenured position player on the roster. His release gets his $6.5 million salary for 2013 off the Raiders' books. The Giants put a little more money in the Victor Cruz contract fund this week by cutting the salary of right tackle David Deal by nearly $3.5 million. Cruz has been the team's leading receiver the last 2 seasons, and he remains a free agent. Baltimore has agreed to a 3-year deal with former Oakland Raiders defensive back Michael Huff, who played his entire 7-year career with the Raiders before being released last week. Huff started all 16 games for Oakland last season, 14 of those at cornerback and 2 at free safety. On racing news, NASCAR drivers Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano have traded text messages, and it didn't go well. The exchange came after their final lap wreck on Sunday in Fontana, California, that knocked Hamlin out of action for 6 weeks with a compression fracture in his back. Hamlin told the Associated Press that the conversation was short and unproductive. Logano twice refused interview requests as he and team owner Roger Penske played in a pro-am golf tournament near Houston. Penske also says that he's texted back and forth with Hamlin. Logano and Hamlin were battling for the win on Sunday when they got tangled up, sending Hamlin head-on into the interior wall of the track. To baseball now, where Adam Wainwright and the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a new contract that guarantees the Cardinals ace an additional $97.5 million over 5 years through 2018. Wainwright had been eligible to become a free agent after the World Series. The new agreement, first reported by FoxSports.com, was confirmed by a person familiar with the negotiations who spoke anonymously because it hadn't yet been announced. The Cardinals scheduled a news conference for today at their spring training camp in Jupiter, Florida. A 31-year-old right-hander, Wainwright was 14-13 with a .394 earned run average last year after missing the Cardinals' World Series championship season in 2011 because of elbow surgery. Wainwright was 20-11 with a .242 earned run average in 2010 and was a National League All-Star. Yankees pitcher Phil Hughes will join Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Teixeira, and Curtis Granderson on New York's disabled list for the start of the season. Hughes is expected to miss his first turn through the rotation due to a bulging disc in his upper back. New York general manager Brian Cashman said there's no timetable for Jeter's return. Tim McCarver says this season's World Series will be his last. The 71-year-old has announced that he'll retire at the end of the season, his 55th straight in Major League Baseball, as either a player or a broadcaster. McCarver says officials from Fox Television talked to him about a new contract at the end of last season, but that his mind was already made up. And the St. Louis Cardinals will wear a patch on their left sleeve this season to honor the memory of Stan Musial. The Hall of Famer, widely considered the greatest Cardinal player ever, died in January. To honor his memory, the Cardinals will debut the patch in the season opener on Sunday at Arizona. The patch is unusual for one honoring a deceased icon. There's no black, a nod to Musial's always sunny disposition. It features a red border and Musial's number 6 in red with his signature through the number. The background of the patch is the color of the jersey, gray for road games, white for home, and cream-colored when the Cardinals wear their new alternate jersey. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.